They say go big or go home. But now you can go big at home with the Big Arch on delivery. When you're hungry for something big, like really big, Big Arch for big McDonald's hunger. Order on the McDonald's app. Saved from 11 a.m. Upcharges and fees apply to delivery orders. Subject to availability. Price and participation may vary.
If you do the best magic trick, you win $1,000. Today we're competing in an extreme magic competition. We'll be doing tricks like levitating, cutting a person in half, and so much more. My girlfriend Hannah will decide which magic trick is more impressive. And if she likes it, you get a point. And the one with the least amount of points by the end of the video will have to do a disgusting punishment. Let's go.
It's time to do some magic tricks. I got one. Watch this. A hamster is about to appear out of my hat.
Look at that! I'm a magician.
You had it there the whole time.
Ah! It's time to do some magic! And now for my first magic trick, I'm gonna do one that's really, really crazy. I'm gonna make this room really stinky, really fast. Ready?
So this is the book that holds all of magicians' biggest secrets.
It's a book with a bunch of magic tricks, and I'm gonna be learning some pretty cool ones in this video. So let's open up this book and figure out which magic trick I wanna learn.
So let's open it up and pick a magic trick, and then have a professional magician demonstrate, and then we'll learn it and show the judge. Oh, that one, this one's good. It looks like with this magic trick, I can learn how to defy the laws of physics.
Whoa, look at this magic trick. It's a trick to make things disappear.
Whoa.
Well, before I learn this trick, I'm gonna have a professional demonstrate. All right, in 3, 2, 1. Whoa, what's up, dude?
This is Daniel, a professional magician.
That is me. That is what I do.
I want you to teach me and show me how to defy the laws of physics. Can you do that?
I think we can do that for sure. Beforehand, though.
So, I'm learning some magic right now, and can you show me how to make something disappear?
I believe I can.
You can?
But beforehand, I want you to think of the world.
Let's defy some laws of physics. Let's go.
Pick a fork.
Pick a fork? This fork.
What happens to metal when you start rubbing it?
It might get a little hot.
I want you to go ahead and start rubbing the fork.
Me?
Yeah. No, Casper, the friendly ghost. Hey, Casper, how you doing?
Hey. All right, I'll rub it.
Yeah, good. Watch. You can get to the point where you can actually get the fork to start.
How did you get it to bend?
How much do you want to learn how to make something disappear?
I really want to learn how to make something disappear.
Here's what I'm trying to do.
All right, I'm scared.
Are you familiar with the deck of cards?
Yeah, pretty familiar.
Yeah. All the cards are absolutely different, yeah?
Yes.
I want you to go ahead and simply think of any card. Yeah?
Okay.
What is it?
Seven of hearts.
Here's what I'm trying to do. Right here. Now, a lot of people, when they want to make something disappear, a lot of magicians, I'll teach you this, where they actually do a back palm. Where, like, you know, they make it disappear,
uh-huh.
And they can bring it back. They can do things like this, where they, you know, boom. It looks like the card is disappearing. So they do, a lot of times, what's called palming a card, right? Mm-hmm. When you palm a card, just like this, you can actually pretend that the card is not there, when in reality it is. Wow. Now, there is something called the invisible palm, where it's where you can take it just like this, and if you do it just right, you can actually clench your thumb, and now you can sort of open your fingers. You see?
Yeah.
If you cup it just right, you can actually... You can actually make it go. You can make it go.
Where'd it go? Where'd it go?
The Seven of Hearts, yeah?
Yeah.
You have a card here.
My Charizard.
But actually, if you just reach right there in your hand, you might feel something.
No! What? Who do you work for?
Interesting.
Oh my! How did you?
You are literally defying the laws of physics right now.
That's what I do.
Daddy, chill.
I'm trying to defy the laws of physics.
Mm-hmm.
You clearly know how to do that.
Yeah.
So can you help me?
Absolutely not.
Well, at least can you show me something else that defies the laws of physics?
We could do that
okay.
For sure. I'll show you one more with a quarter. If you take a quarter and you put it right on top of the glass, you could try something interesting, yes? But watch, all you have to do is give it a little magic push. And just like that, it goes straight through.
How did you...
Can you show me how to do this one?
Yeah, no. No, but, I'll see you later, though. I'll see you later. Where'd he go? Wait. Oh, my brain hurts. Oh, I guess we're gonna learn how to make stuff disappear. Oh my gosh, okay.
Now it's time to learn this magic trick so I can show the judge something great. To successfully pull...
Attention, all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Up next, it's Ric Flair and his new band.
Oh my God, I'm back again. On Betfair Casino, everybody's spin. Gonna bring new games, gonna show you now. New game party, find new games.
Dropping hits every week, find the new slots.
On Betfair Casino tonight.
18 plus, BeGambleAware.org.
That's right.
Pull this off, I'm gonna need a few things. The sheet of rubber, a rubber band, a glass, and a coin. Okay, so I'm gonna get this, put it on top.
Then I'm gonna get the rubber band, I'm gonna cover the top.
The plastic is on, the rubber band is securing it. Then the coin was right on top, just like this. If I push on this coin, it should fall into the cup. Here we go. I don't know what I'm doing, but I need to channel my inner magician to make this coin defy the laws of physics. 3, 2, 1. What? This coin is supposed to be in the cup. Come on! That didn't work!
I'm gonna be doing the bottle disappearing trick, so...
You guys wanna see a pretty cool trick? Watch this.
Whoa! What's that? That was crazy! I was just right there! And now I'm right through here! Wait, what's that over there? Oh, hey, what's up, Cam?
Wait.
What's that behind? That's not Matthew! Wait, what the?
It's me! It's Cam the Builder! Ha-ha! Let's disappear a bottle.
Woo! All right, you know what? I got this. All right, first up, I need to get a bottle.
Good thing I got one right here.
We're gonna make this bottle disappear Cam the Builder style.
All right, we're gonna make this thing disappear.
Ha-ha! This is all part of the magic trick. There's nothing in the bag. You see this?
Nothing in the bag.
The bottle goes into the bag.
3, 2, 1.
I made the bottle disappear!
Where'd you find that?
Why can't I do it? I did it!
You didn't do it right.
I broke it. Yes, the coin is in the cup, but I kind of cheated because I ripped it.
Okay, I need another bottle, so good thing I always keep another one on me at all times. First, I'm gonna empty this bottle of all the liquids. Empty the bottle.
Completed.
Step 2, cut the label straight and don't break it, all right? All right. Step 3, you cut the bottle. We're just gonna cut this whole top off. All right, now that we got the top taken off, we can throw away this piece. Now what we do is we take this, we slip it right here, and it almost looks like a bottle again. Crazy, huh? I'm gonna be using some glue to complete this process. Oh, yes.
All right, now we go quick. We gotta act fast. Okay,
look at that. It looks like a bottle again.
But it's not.
There's nothing in the bag.
And I'm gonna put this bottle, that's not weirdly suspicious at all, into the bag. And once I snap my fingers, the bottle will be gone. All right, ready? It's gone! It's gone! Are you ready? Watch this! It's gone! The bottle's gone! Yeah!
What I actually didn't realize is you're using this rubber to your advantage. When I stretch it far enough, it almost becomes clear. And you see me? So I'm gonna use that to my advantage. I can put the coin from the underside through the rubber, and then it'll be so clear that you won't know the coin is not actually on top. It's on the bottom. Magicians never reveal their secrets, but today we're exposing everything. You get the coin from the bottom side, keep stretching until it's super clear, and then you let go. So now
It looks like the coin is on top, but it's actually still underneath. Then you get your rubber band and you put it over the top, securing all the edges. Everything is in position. The coin looks like it's on top, but it's really not. And the last thing you do as a magician is some sort of crazy performance to really convince everyone that it's real. And just like this, it worked! Oh my God, look, nothing happened to the top.
I think I'm ready to show the judge my new hidden trick. Let's go to the judging station.
All right, I'm ready. Let's get this back in position. Let's go show the judge.
Woo! It's time for some magic. Okay, I'm already terrified.
So we have both learned a different magic trick. We're gonna show you that magic trick, and then you're gonna decide which one was better.
Time for some magic. Who would like to go first?
Ben.
I'll go first. Let's begin with my magic trick. So I am about to defy the laws of physics.
What?
You see this coin right here? I am about to make it go through this plastic. Can you help me? Grab that side of the plastic.
Okay.
Together, we're gonna place this on top of the cup.
Okay.
Just like that.
It doesn't seem very magical.
Just wait! We're gonna do this together, all right? We're gonna put it over the top. Nice.
All right.
So what I'm gonna do here is I'm gonna make this coin go through this plastic.
And how are you gonna do that?
Magic. This finger holds all the power.
All right.
What?
Can you kiss it?
No.
Okay.
I'll kiss it.
In 3, 2, 1.
What?
What?
How is there no hole?
Magic.
Wait, how did you do that?
I call cap.
What do you mean?
I call cap.
And just so you guys know that I am a true magician and that I do have the magic touch, I'm gonna multiply it. We got more cups, and I'm gonna do this 4 more times, just so you know I'm a true professional.
All right.
Here we go. Boom.
Oh.
Wait. Boom.
Oh.
Boom. Boom! Boom!
Wait, what do you mean? Oh. What is he doing?
He's making drums for me.
Okay.
Now that you've seen my trick, it's your turn.
All right, well, let's see your magic.
All right, ready?
All right, okay.
Oh, all right. Of course.
What?
You love Prime.
It's a prop, okay? See these paper bags? Perfect recipe for the greatest magic trick ever. All right, are you ready? All right, see this Prime bottle? I'm gonna put it in the bag.
Yes.
All right, it's in the bag. You see it?
It's in the bag.
All right, look at that. It's in the bag.
Prime is in the bag, okay?
You know how bottles are very rigid? You know, you can't really squeeze it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm about to blow your mind. Are you ready?
No.
Say, abracadabra, Cam the Builder is the best builder in the world. Try it.
I'm not saying that, Cam.
What?
Abracadabra.
The other part.
What was the other part?
Cam the Builder is the best builder in the world.
Cam the Builder is the best builder in the world.
Yeah! Yes! All right, watch this. 3, 2, 1.
Wait! Was I not looking?
How did you do that?
You want a souvenir? Here you go.
Wait, I was looking the entire time.
All right, I'm gonna do another one.
Wait, this is crazy.
Isn't that crazy? That's crazy, huh? All right. Abracadabra!
Cam!
Where did you learn this?
All right, now I'm gonna put this one. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, at this point, I have no idea what's happening.
Crazy, huh?
How does that work? I don't understand.
I don't know, but you want to see a true magic trick?
You're slow at chugging.
So now that you have seen both magic tricks, it's time you vote for your favorite.
Both magic tricks, very good.
Thank you.
But there was one winner in this round. And the winner of this round is...
But before that, we want to hit 20 million subscribers on this channel. And when that happens, I'm giving away $2,000 to a lucky subscriber. And the best part is, you can live anywhere in the world. So if you haven't already, subscribe. Back to the video.
Cam.
Yeah!
Yeah! Give me some nuts!
Yeah! So that means I got a point.
Yes.
You got 0 points.
Yeah.
And what happens to the loser again?
The loser at the end of the video has to kiss a giant frog.
Sounds like you're gonna be doing it because you got 0 points.
I may have 0 points, but we have more magic to do, so let's go to the next round. I will come back.
I'm gonna disappear.
Cam. Next round.
It's time for some more magic.
Wait,
Whoa! Why is my thumb glowing? Wait, this could be kind of cool. Let me throw it up in the air.
Whoa! I got it!
Sorry. All right, I'm good. I'm ready.
It's time to get the Book of Magic to find the next trick.
A lot of good options in here. Oh, that's good.
This page teaches you how to read minds.
I've always wanted to be a mind reader. Let's do it.
Wow! Sawing a person in half?
Let's learn how to do it.
I'm gonna bring in the magician so he can teach me something cool.
All right, let's bring this guy in. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Dude!
I have a really crazy one I really want to try.
What is it?
Don't freak out.
Uh-huh.
But I really want to learn how to cut something in half.
The classic.
Bring in the magician in 3, 2, 1. All right.
You keep making me appear, man.
Well, you are a magician. You appear out of nowhere.
There we go.
I want you to read my mind.
Here's what we're going to try to do.
Black card. Red card.
Game is quite easy.
I'm not even going to explain it to you.
I guess I do have to explain it to him.
Red or black, Ben?
Black.
Black. Beautiful. This one?
Black.
Black. Beautiful. Keep going.
Black. No, red. Red. Red.
Red. Beautiful.
And the last card.
We'll go black.
That's a good choice. Did you feel as if I had any sort of influence over you?
No, I think I was going off of my own mind.
You think so? Okay.
I made all those decisions
you
myself.
You made all the decisions, right? And there is a saying, inevitably, that decisions drive...
Black. Black again. Don't tell me they're all black. Oh my god. How did I...
You read my mind.
Every
actually,
single card is going black.
Take a look at this. You split him up perfectly between blacks and reds.
We'll do it.
What?
How did he read my mind?
Maybe we can cut through something else. I do happen to have a lucky mint. Do you know what I do with this mint?
Get minty breath?
Indeed.
Oh, that was cool. What are you doing?
You gotta swallow the mint for extra good breath.
I thought you were gonna do something crazy.
Let's try it. If you get some headphones as well, you can try something really interesting. Watch.
What are you doing?
Did you see that? I'm trying to find it. I feel it in there.
Oh! Oh!
There you go.
Where'd this come from? I just want to learn how to cut a person in half.
I read the book. I think it's time I read some minds. You. I want to read your mind. I want to read your mind.
All right.
So first up, we need a good old deck of cards. I'm also going to need a piece of paper, a marker for you, and a marker for me. Let's begin. So, we're going to start with a little simple game here. I'm gonna first do the trick on you, and then I'll tell all of you guys how this is done. You nervous?
Yeah.
You look a little nervous.
Never had my mind read before.
Well, let's do it!
I need a saw, and I need a person.
I'm gonna get some wood
and see what happens.
I'm gonna go get my tools from downstairs. I just got some wood from the downstairs to nothingness.
How'd you?
Okay. That was loud. Perfect. Oh yeah!
I'm gonna ask you a few simple questions. You're gonna think of an answer, and I will be able to predict your answer.
Think of a name. Any name.
You got it?
Yes.
Don't tell me. I am going to write it down on this card right here. And I'm gonna fold it up and put it over here so that I cannot change it. So first, I'm gonna make my prediction. I think I got it.
Daddy, chill.
I'm gonna fold up the card, and I'm gonna put it right here. Before we go to the next question, I need you to write out your answer here. Billy! Next question. Pick a number. Any number.
Okay, I got it.
All right, I'm gonna lock in my number. I'm gonna predict the number that you were thinking. Yep. All right, let's fold it up and let's put the number right here.
Go ahead, write out your number.
86? Cool, cool, cool. Next question. Up or down?
Okay.
You got it?
Yep.
Like usual, I'm gonna predict it. The permanent marker. Here we go. Let's fold it up. We're gonna put it right here. As usual, write your answer. Up or down?
Very nice.
Do you think I predicted all your answers?
No.
Okay, let's find out. We got all your answers right here. Starting with the name. You were thinking of Billy, and the name I predicted was... Billy. But maybe it's coincidence, right? Maybe it's just coincidence. That's one correct. Now it's time for the number. This is the number I predicted. You said 86, and I predicted... 86. 86? Maybe it's still some sort of coincidence, right? But no, you had to pick up or down. Surely I can't get 3 for 3, right?
At this point, you might.
Well, here. Up. Let's go! I read your mind! Am I a mind reader?
That was crazy.
All right, we just put this right here. Looks pretty good to me. This side is for the head. Perfect. This is where your legs go. Perfect. My magic box is done. So this is how it's gonna work. They slide in right through here. Their head is gonna be right here. And then I use my special tool. All right. My special tool! Look at this saw, dude. If only there was any volunteers to help me out with this magic box to get sawed in half. If only there was any volunteers. Anybody, yeah? It's fine. I'm not gonna use you guys. I'm using Vlad and Chris!
Yay! Hey! Come on, Vlad, don't be scared.
Hey!
What do you mean, don't be scared? I'm not getting inside this box right now.
I think I'm gonna help you cut the other person because I'm Christian magician.
I'm not getting inside that.
Well, get inside. All right, somebody's gotta do rock, paper, scissors.
Come on, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
This is... Oh!
Come out!
You guys got like some like twin telekinesis. Do you want to know how I did it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna show you. So first I asked you to think of a name. You thought I grabbed a card and started writing out a name. But no. What I was actually writing was an arrow. Because this arrow could actually be up or down, no matter how you position it. So obviously this one is guaranteed to be correct. Then, by the time you tell me the number, I'm gonna write the name. I know you wrote Billy, so now I know to write Billy. So I'm one step behind you, actually. I'm one step behind you. So when you thought I was writing your number, I was writing out Billy.
So you're cheating.
No, I'm reading your mind. All right, we're back.
Oh, what am I doing here?
You're about to get cut in half. Won't that be cool?
No!
You trust me, right, Vlad?
No!
You don't trust me?
Not in this position, bro. Look at me. I'm inside a box.
All right, me. You ready to help me?
Come on, let's do this.
All right. We are about to saw Vlad in half.
Is this how I die?
You'll be good.
I'm gonna die being cut by a builder and my twin brother.
Hey, I'm Cam the Magician, all right? I'm not Cam the Builder.
And I'm Christian Magician.
All right, 3, 2, 1, start cutting.
We're not gonna stop!
We're cutting you in half!
We're getting there! Please stop!
We're cutting you in half!
What's going on?
What?
What? I'm dead.
What? How you doing?
I'm chilling.
You chilling?
Yeah.
Can you feel your legs?
Not really. Can you glue me back?
I haven't worked on that magic trick next.
Yeah.
Now that I got this trick mastered, I'll reveal it to you guys on how I did it. Spinning around! Round town! Look at that. He's not actually cut in half. He goes underneath the wood that I actually cut in half, and then back up. Vlad is totally okay. Right, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you look a little uncomfortable, so let's get you out of there.
I really am. Yeah.
Let's go to the judging station and show Judge Hannah my new trick. Ha!
Hey, what's up?
It's time for some magic.
Woo! Yeah! So I am about to read your mind.
How?
Oh yeah? Well, what am I thinking about right now?
SpongeBob.
How'd you know? I'm gonna be asking you a series of questions, and I will prove to you that I am predicting your answers and reading your mind.
There's no way.
Let's begin. Think of any name. Do you got it?
Yes.
You'd be surprised.
There's gonna be no way he gets this right.
My answer is right here.
Here I go.
Steve! Hannah wrote Steve. It's time for the next question. Think of any number.
Okay.
You got it?
Yes.
So do I.
All right.
I'm gonna fold up my card, and I'm gonna put it right here, along with my other answers. Now you write out your number. She picked two. Now, it's time for the final question. Let's keep it simple, up or down. You got it?
It's in my head.
In your head?
Yep.
And I have written my answer, and I will fold it up and put it with the other cards. She went with up. It's time we reveal to you guys that I predicted every single one of Hannah's answers.
There's no way you did.
Yeah, there's no way.
I asked you to pick any name, and you picked Steve.
No, you did not!
Whoa!
No, you did not!
Whoa!
But wait, I might have messed up the other ones.
Are you AI?
No, is there someone else here?
Next, I asked you to pick a number, and you picked two, and I predicted two.
Whoa!
Wait, what is happening?
Ooh. Okay, and then the last one was up or down. You picked up. There's a 50-50 chance there, but you know, I'll just prove to you that I also picked up.
This could also be down.
But it could also be up. Well, I have successfully read your mind. It's time to see what Cam has up his sleeve.
All right, I gotta move this out of the way.
What? What are you doing on the table?
I'm cutting somebody in half. All right, let's move this thing.
Wait, what?
All right.
What?
What is happening here?
Well, I'm gonna cut Vlad in half.
What do you mean? You signed up for this?
Not really. Yeah. They promised me candy.
I did. Are you ready, Hannah?
Okay, sure.
If anything, you know, goes wrong, it's all your fault.
Right? No.
Ready?
3, 2, 1, start cutting!
I'm scared!
Yeah. Stop! Hurry up!
Yeah, I can't do that. I haven't learned that trick. Yeah, that's next.
Okay, both of these magic tricks were very, very good. But there is one winner, and I know who it is. The winner of this round is Ben.
What? Hannah!
Ben actually read my mind. Like, I have no idea how he did that.
Well, all that matters is that I got the points, and we are now tied. It could be you, it could be me, but one of us at the end of the video will be kissing a giant frog.
I don't wanna do it. I'm gonna go learn some more magic.
I'm gonna go read some more minds.
Okay, next round.
It's time to make more magic. I got a quick one for you. I've been learning this one. See this little minion? I'm gonna make him disappear. Put him in your hand.
Bro.
All right, honestly, that was not real magic. But what is what's inside this book.
Let's open up this thing, let's see what we got. Some street magic, kind of boring. How to make things appear out of thin air.
Whoa,
that's pretty cool. All right.
Whoa. This one is a levitating magic trick. You can make anything levitate, including a person.
Let's have my magician friend come teach me this thing.
Dude, you're back!
I'm back. Oh. Okay, so is levitation actually possible?
Do you have anything on you, like a I don't know, a wallet or something? Glasses?
Okay. Sunglasses.
We can try something with glasses.
Does that work?
Would you happen to have like a flashlight, perhaps?
I can find something. I'll be right back.
Well, there we go.
Can you show me how to make something appear out of thin air?
I hope so.
Well, you read my mind.
Well, maybe make something appear.
Watch, all these cards are different, yeah?
Yeah.
I want you to go ahead and simply see one and call it out immediately. The first one you see. Say it.
Four hearts. Yes.
Four of hearts. Here's what we're trying to do. We've got a few scribbles on this paper. Genuinely, this was a free choice. Genuinely speaking.
Yeah.
Here's what we're gonna try. Can you make anything out? Watch.
Fire.
You can actually see
what?
Something starts to appear. Something that looks like a four, inevitably, of hearts. Is that the card you're thinking of?
Okay,
All right, does this work? It's like a headlamp?
All right, beautiful, let's give it a go. I want you to turn it on, please. I want you to put it right here, right on top of the glasses. And more importantly, I want you to go ahead, just wave your hand over the glasses, yeah?
Nothing is here.
Here's what we're gonna try to do. Watch. You're gonna see how my shadows actually touch the glasses. Do you see that?
Yes.
Just like that, watch.
What just happened?
Okay, for one, how'd you get the four hearts? And then two, how'd the paper not burn? That's like two tricks in one. He didn't make the paper burn, and he guessed my card.
Can you make me levitate?
I think so.
right? A little bit later on. Okay.
I'll see you later, my guy. I'll see you later, alligator.
That was cool and all, but I want to learn how to levitate myself, a human. All right. That feels like the ultimate magic trick.
Let's see if we can find this thing.
All right. Step one: get some bottles.
There's something behind your ear. Hold on.
Oh, perfect. Wait,
I think there's more stuff behind your ear.
What? Whoa, dude.
How do you have this behind your ear? You just keep these bottles behind your ear?
Yes.
It looks like levitation is one of the hardest things to accomplish in magic, but I think I'll be able to do it.
So what's your favorite drink flavor?
I like orange juice.
Ooh, I like orange juice too. It's actually one of my favorite drinks. All right, let's just, Is that orange juice?
That's milk.
Oh, sorry. Maybe it's in this one. You like mango juice?
No, orange juice.
Okay. Oh, perfect!
No, I don't want milk.
What about, pineapple juice?
Whoa.
You don't want pineapple juice?
No.
Okay, you're a pretty tough customer, all right?
I'm levitating!
Look at me!
Nothing is underneath me, nothing is behind me. Hannah is going to be mind blown when I show her this one.
All right. I'll get your orange juice, all right? You're a pretty tough customer. No, not that one.
That's what?
Oh, yeah, this is what you wanted, right?
This is actually kind of crazy.
All right, you know what? It's time I reveal this magic trick, even though I don't really want to. You guys deserve to see it. So first, let's take this robe off, and it reveals all of the secrets. This metal structure right here is what's helping me levitate. It's got poles on the ground, a pole up, a pole right here, and then a nice metal seat that I can sit on. And when I have the robe on, it looks like I'm just holding this nice metal stick, levitating.
If you guys see right here, I have two tubes. There's nothing in it. I can see you and you can see me.
And how this actually works is the bottoms of these little bottles are hollowed out. So if you guys have ever played with Russian dolls, it's kind of in the same way, where these all just stack on top of each other.
All right, I'm excited to show her this one. Let's get the points and bring this thing to the judging station. Come with me.
I think I'm good. I think I practiced enough. Let's go show Judge Hannah my new magic skills.
It's time for some magic.
I'm ready.
You ready for some magic?
Not if you keep doing that.
All right, I'll stop.
Ben, you've gone first twice now. So Cam, it's your turn.
All right, are you ready for the most coolest magic trick ever?
I'm ready.
All right, cool. Cause I'm about to make something up here out of thin air.
All right,
I have these. What's a juice that you like? Do you like orange juice?
I like orange juice, yeah.
All right, good, all right. You know, orange juice coming right up, all right?
What are you doing? Oh.
All right, so you wanted some orange juice?
Yes.
All right. Ah! Oh, sorry.
Orange juice.
That's not orange juice, all right.
Orange juice!
Nope, that's not orange juice. That's milk.
Milk?
You don't want milk. Oh! Grape juice.
What?
Yeah, you want grape juice? You want grape juice,
I
right?
I want orange juice.
Oh, sorry. You want pineapple juice?
You said
orange juice, huh?
Orange juice.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Orange juice. Wait.
How is he switching the bottles? He doesn't have orange juice.
Yes, I do. Okay. Orange juice has got to be somewhere.
Oh, orange.
No, it's not that one. It's actually over here. No, it's not there.
What?
That one's kind of expired. Let me use the other one. Oh no, that's not orange juice. You might like some milk, so like maybe we'll get you some milk. You probably don't want orange juice now. You probably just want grape juice.
Bro, my head.
Is gonna explode.
Actually, the grape juice is right here.
So I don't get the orange juice after all?
You don't.
Well, that was a lot to take in. I have no idea how you did that. Well, it's time for some more magic from Ben.
For my magic trick, we're not gonna need this. All right, you guys, go over there. Don't look.
Can I hide behind here?
Just go over there. And you, put the camera down.
What?
You need to focus. Put it down.
What?
Put it down. Put the camera up. I am now levitating. You guys can now turn around.
Whoa!
You ever seen true levitation?
Is this AI?
No way.
So Hannah, as you can tell, there is nothing behind me, nothing underneath me, and I am levitating.
Something is not adding up here. What's this purple thing on the ground for?
That's just to make it look cooler.
What is this?
Whoa, wait.
Whoa, hey!
It's fake!
What are you holding on to?
My levitation stick.
What?
Rod.
Your levitation stick is going into your arm!
Well, you guys weren't supposed to do that! This is not fair, alright? I was levitating. Fine, whatever.
It's a chair!
It's a fake! Wait, can I try?
Ooh, I'm Ben and I'm levitating!
Do I get the point?
Or do I get the point?
All right. Well, the winner of this round is Cam.
Yeah! Woo!
That- Give me some nuts!
No!
Give me some nuts! Yeah!
I am convinced. Next round, I will not blow my cover. I will do true magic, and I will get the point. It is now 1-2.
Yeah! You know, I think we're getting pretty good at this magic stuff. And by we, I mean me.
About the punishment,
the person who loses this whole challenge, you know, has to kiss a frog.
Yeah.
It's gonna be you.
It might be you.
Whoa! Next round, I will get a point. Let's do it.
I'm doing my next magic trick. I can see in the future, and I see Ben kissing a frog in the future. That'd be pretty funny.
All right, I'm gonna go learn some more magic.
Okay. Next round.
Are you ready to be amazed?
That was nice, huh?
I don't need that hat. What I do need is this book. The book of all magic secrets. You know how it goes. We're gonna read it, find a magic trick, and then do it.
Oh, ow. Okay, I hit my head. All right.
Let's see what kind of magic is left in here. All right, I already did a lot of these, which is pretty cool.
Okay. So right here we have a crazy card trick. So let's get some cards and learn some card tricks. But first, my magician friend is gonna blow our minds with some card tricks. In 3, 2, 1. Okay, Daniel is back.
Ready to talk smack.
I want you to show me how to do a shoe-tying magic trick.
A shoe-tying magic trick? Yes. As in like a self-tying shoe.
Exactly.
Lace.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, I can show you that.
Really?
Yeah, let's try it.
All right.
Watch this.
Can you show me the craziest card trick that you know?
I can show you one of the craziest card tricks I know. All right, so let's try it. Here, I have a red deck for you.
All the cards are absolutely different.
Yeah?
Let's see if you...
Ooh, you have been learning, huh?
I kind of messed that up a little bit.
It looks good.
All the cards are different. They're shuffled. Yes,
indeed.
They are shuffled.
Here's what we're gonna try to do. Let's put these together and hold them in your hand, and I'll do the same.
Can you untie my shoe, sir, please?
Untie your shoes?
If you want.
Sure, all right.
Let's try.
Your shoes are tied really tight. They're untied.
You can try something interesting. Watch.
Okay.
No!
Okay. We're gonna take the cards and we're gonna put them behind our back, just like this, yeah? And what you're gonna do is, without showing the camera, without showing me either, and without showing yourself, you're gonna pick any card from the middle of the deck, just like this,
okay,
and put it on top.
Yep, got it.
You're comfortable with that one.
Yes.
Yeah? So
yes.
Bring out the deck just like this, and here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna switch decks.
All right.
Okay. You picked one card, yes? The card is inevitably the Four of Hearts.
I guess, yeah.
How crazy would it be? Take a look.
How did we pick the same card? I did it behind my back. I didn't even show you. My heart hurts. My brain hurts.
Well, you're gonna have to work on that one, bud. But I, good luck.
Thanks.
Wait, you didn't teach me anything. I got this, all right? I don't need Daniel's help. Let's see if it tied. All right, this trick's gonna be a little bit harder than I thought. All right, it's time to open up the magic book, because I clearly cannot do this.
We're using giant cards. All right, these things are gonna be my best friend for today's magic trick. But first, I have to change my shirt. Oh, perfect. Now I'm wearing a black shirt. It's very essential for this magic trick.
All right, I got my shoes. I swapped out the laces for red ones so then you guys can see what kind of magic I'm doing over here. All right, it says over here, we need some pants. Good thing I got those right over here. Pants! All right, and then need string.
All right.
Got some string. All right, let me get some more laces too.
Boom!
We have everything we need to complete this magic trick.
Next up, we need to pick a card. Guess what card this is?
Ten of Hearts.
Wrong! It's a King of Hearts, and it's got a little hole in it. But wait, it's not actually a hole. There was never a hole. It's a perfectly good card with no hole in it.
All right, the first thing you do is tie a string to the shoelace. Now look at this. Ha ha! I cut a hole in the pants. You'll see why in a second. All right, now I'm gonna put on the pants. Let's put on my shoes. We're gonna tie my shoes normally, just like that.
So, there's two cards right here. To get the black hole, I obviously needed a black shirt. And then when I flipped it, I had this little thing stuck onto it. And when it's right here, it still looks like a black hole. Obviously, I can peel it off, revealing this was just a piece of paper.
Now what we do, this is where the magic comes in. Watch closely, okay? These laces are tied. These laces are technically not tied. All right, this is what I'm gonna do. All right, I'm gonna tuck these laces underneath, just like so.
As you can see, my shoes are untied. Let's tie them, all right? Let's just, you know, shake it around, right? Look at that! They're tied now! Secretly, I was just, you know, pulling the string. But nobody needs to know that, and Judge Hannah definitely doesn't need to know that either. But to impress Judge Hannah, I'm gonna do both shoes, all right? Not just one, not just two, but both. All right, let's go show Judge Hannah my newest trick.
Should I bring it to the judge?
Let's do it. All right.
It's time for some magic.
Yeah. This is fun.
So as we know, card tricks are very important to the magic world. You need a card to do a good trick. So I'm gonna do the craziest card trick you've ever seen.
I've ever seen.
But first.
Whoa.
I don't need that.
I'm not getting that.
Why?
Be ready to be amazed.
Okay, I'm ready.
So as you can tell, there is a hole in this giant card.
Yes, I see that.
But not so fast. The hole is actually not a hole.
Wait, what?
The hole was on my forehead the whole time.
Wait, what? I put my finger through the hole. How is it not there anymore?
Look, nothing.
Wait, what?
Nothing. Even the other side. There is no hole to be seen on this card, which means it was all magic.
I'm so confused how that works.
Well, just remember, when it comes time to judge, remember that feeling you had when you saw that magic trick.
Okay.
Or you can forget the feeling, you know, give me the point.
Cam, it's your turn.
All right. I've been preparing this whole entire video for this moment. All right, before I do my magic trick, I need to move this table.
Oh no. That's never a good sign.
Never.
Yeah, I would stand back. All right, look at this. I'm gonna untie my shoes, all right? You see that? These ones are already untied, okay? You see that?
Yeah.
All right, ready?
3, 2, 1.
What?
Look at that!
You're telling me you just flick your foot and it does it?
Yeah. Nah, you need like a little bit more like flicking the ankle, you know? Like. You know,
I'm trying! All right, do the other one then.
Yeah, see? That was.
Wait, actually, how? I'm trying to figure this out because I'm just confused how you would even do this.
Well, it's a simple word, ready?
Something's going on here.
It's magic.
What's in your pocket?
$1 million.
What's in your pocket?
What's in what pocket?
Something sticking out of your pocket.
Something's sticking out of your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Exposed!
Oh, aren't you happy?
Magician gets exposed.
All right, well, I know the winner of this round. Are you guys ready? The winner of this round is... Ben.
Yes! Yeah. Yes!
Sorry, your secrets were revealed, so.
Yeah, thanks, Hannah.
Well, what that means.
What?
The score is now 2-2.
I don't like that.
It could be me, it could be you, but one of us will kiss a frog.
And Cam, it's not any normal frog. It's like a giant frog.
Yeah, you might turn into a frog, I don't know, but next round, dude.
I know. Dude. It was good, but like, come on.
Dude, my next magic trick is gonna be me turning the pants into shorts.
It's time for the next magic trick. I'm gonna need this.
Let's figure out what kind of magic trick I want to learn. This book is very scary. It's like 100 years old or something.
I am gonna need something that will sweep Hannah off her feet. I want her to pass out when she sees this next trick. There's gotta be something in here that will take me to the win.
Oh,
I like this one. So this is another vanishing magic trick, and the judge seems to like those, so I'm gonna do another one. I like when things just vanish out of thin air. It's exciting.
All right, look at this. This magic trick teaches you how to defy the laws of physics. I know Ben did that earlier, but I'm gonna do it a little bit differently. All right, before I learn this, I think we need to bring in my lovely friend, Daniel. Let's bring him in!
Yeah, dude!
What's up?
Oh yeah!
The magic tricks have been great today. You've been blowing my mind, but I'm thinking for this next one, we make something vanish.
You wanna make something vanish? I think I can.
Okay.
I'm gonna try something. We have a $1 bill here, but more enticingly, we've also got a $100 bill, all right? Ooh. So I want you to go ahead and open up your hand like this, Ben. Yeah?
Yes.
Here's what we're gonna try to do. The $100 bill goes in your hand just like this.
Yep.
And the $1 bill right on top, yeah?
Yep.
I want you to go ahead and simply close your hand.
Yep.
Now, choose one. The one or the 100?
I'm going 100.
I want you to show me how to defy the laws of physics.
Defy the laws of physics.
Yes, I want to create some new physics, maybe Cam physics.
Here's what we're gonna try to do. I'm gonna take the 100 then, since you chose it. Or actually, I'm gonna leave you with the 100. And I'm gonna take the $1 bill, yeah? So hold on tight,
yes.
Hold on really tight. Watch the one, just like this, boom. Now I have the $100 bill, which means you inevitably have
the one!
What?
All right.
Look, I have a couple balloons here.
Cool. Beautiful. Good. Should I tie it?
No.
What you should do, though, is actually pick a card.
Pick one.
Alright, sorry. Alright, pick any card?
Any card.
I like this card.
Beautiful. Put it face up, just like this. And I want you to go ahead and sign your name on it.
Sign my name.
Sign your name.
Alright.
That's what we're gonna do. Blow it up for good luck.
Ooh.
Here's what we're gonna do. Before that balloon has no air, I'm gonna do something magical. You ready?
I'm ready.
Start blowing it out. Watch. Okay. Watch the balloons. Watch the cards. Three, two. Just like that. All the cards go into the balloon. You can actually see all the cards in there, yeah?
Yeah.
But you chose one card. What was the card?
Seven of Hearts.
Seven of Hearts. If I actually go inside and plug in, I can actually take out your signed Seven of Hearts. See you later, alligator.
What? How? How did he put the balloons in the balloon? No, how did he put the cards in the balloon?
Where is this guy made from?
Here comes the magic trick. We are going to make all this liquid disappear. Gonna place it in my hand like so. This is my magic hand, and it's going right on top. All right, I'm good. Now, watch this. Here we go. There's no liquid in it, just like that.
Look at this, all right? I just have like, you know, a normal cloth. It's just perfectly normal, nothing weird about it. Don't look too close, all right? Look at this. All right, I'm gonna try to push this through my hand. Ah, it feels so weird. It's going through my hand right now, dude. Okay, all right, oh, wow. That felt really weird, but I know that trick's really simple, and I don't think it'll impress the judge, but this next one will. I need to grab another prop. I'll be right back.
I did it, kind of. Okay, when I show the judge, I promise you I'll be better. I've done some practices, but let's show you guys how this one actually happens. It's quite simple.
I got my props. All right, look at this. I got a pen, and right here I have a jumbo card. All right, watch this. All right, let's try it, come on. Oh. I did it! Yeah, dude! The pen is actually through the card.
Okay, come on.
Oh, look at that! The pen is normal. The card is back together. We got some playing cards that we can still play with no holes in it, and we can still use this paint pen.
So here's how it works. You have your cup that the audience thinks is filled with juice, but inside of that cup is not all juice. You have a piece of cardboard to block the top, and inside you have one sponge, two sponges, and a bunch of paper towels to absorb the liquid.
So you're probably wondering how I actually did that. If I go like this, the card goes, but what's secretly happening is there's a little flap on the other side. So when I pull it out, I can see you guys. I put that little piece back and I can just keep doing it for days.
You rotate it, the liquid goes in, soaks into the sponges and paper towels. And then when you're ready to turn it over, nothing comes out.
Now you guys are probably wondering how I put the cloth through the hand. All right, well, look at this, look at this. Crazy, there's really not much to explain there, but you put this little piece around your hand, then this one's kind of all about perspective. So as you saw before, I kept the perspective of my hand just like so. It looks like it's going through my hand.
Pretty cool, huh? All right, I'm ready to show this one to Hannah. I just hope it all goes to plan and I don't leak any liquid or drop anything to the judging station.
Now you guys know how to do two different tricks. So we're gonna go show Hannah these two tricks that I learned and hopefully get a point. Let's go!
It's time for some magic.
What if I told you I could make something disappear?
I doubt it.
What if I told you I could defy the laws of physics?
And how are you gonna do that?
Magic.
These both sound very interesting. I think I want to start with Kiam this round.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Take a look at this pen. Is it real?
It's a huge pen.
Yes. Yes.
A
is it real?
A real pen.
Yes. Right? See this jumbo card?
Yes.
Pretty crazy, huh?
Yep.
We just need to try to, you know, come on, come on. Oh. Whoa.
You poked a hole through the card.
Yeah.
Is that magic?
Yeah.
If it's magic, then show me that you can take the marker out and the card is fine.
All right, fine. Watch this, watch this. Abracadabra, Kim the Builder is the best builder in the whole world. All right, look at that. Here you go. Here's your pen back.
Where's the hole?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yep, I feel like you poked a hole through the card.
Nope, look. All right, now for my second magic trick. Watch this.
I'm watching.
Ugh, okay.
What's about to happen?
You see that?
Yes.
You see that? Watch this. Oh. It's going through my head!
Wait, what?
What? Don't look down like that, but yeah, isn't that crazy?
I'm not buying
it. Something suspicious.
Nothing suspicious. I literally have a cloth through my hand right now. There's nothing suspicious about it. It's perfectly normal.
Ah!
I knew it was suspicious.
What is that little thing there, huh?
I don't know what to talk about.
Well, it sounds like you got exposed.
Yeah, well, okay, it doesn't matter. All right, what's your magic trick, Ben?
Let me show you a real magic trick. I'm gonna make something disappear, like I said. So, as you can tell, I have a nice cup of juice here.
Ooh,
I'm gonna take a sip.
Wait, I want a sip.
It tastes good. But what if I told you I can make all the liquid disappear?
By drinking it?
No, yeah. Not one more sip. This hand holds all the power in the world. Watch this. If I shake this cup and give it the magic word, all the liquid will disappear. Give me a word.
Cam the Builder is the best builder in the whole entire world.
I'm just gonna say abracadabra.
There you go.
Boring. Boring.
Here we go!
Wait, what?
It's gone! The cup full of juice is now a cup full of no juice.
I was kinda hungry, so can you bring back the liquid?
Why did you do that?
Because we're done with the trick.
I was trying to see there was no liquid in there.
Well, there was no liquid in there.
But how?
Don't worry about it. Just give me the point.
Or you can give me the point.
I don't even know what to do right now.
Well, it's time you pick a winner.
All right. Well, I know the winner of this round. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
The winner of this round is Ben.
What?
Hannah,
no! I have no idea how he did that. You got exposed!
Could you expose me? You're supposed to let magic be magic.
Well, I'm just too smart then.
So I have some good news for me and some bad news for you. It's 3-2, which means you have to kiss a frog.
Wait, I have a magic trick, ready? I'm gonna make Cam the Builder disappear!
No disappearing from this one. Let's go get the giant frog and give him a kiss.
I don't wanna do that. Okay!
All right!
What is that?
Oh my God, it's alive! It's alive! So this is Mrs. Frog, and you have to kiss her.
What?
That was the whole punishment. So are you ready to kiss a frog?
No! No! Oh God, I don't want to do this. It's getting closer to me. It's getting closer, Ben. You're putting it closer to me. Oh my God. Okay, fine. We'll kiss him. We'll kiss him. Okay, ready?
In 3, 2, 1. What is this? This is frog.
All right, now you kiss the frog.
I'm gonna go this way. Bye, Mrs. Frog. Thank you.